Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Happy Friday, folks, and welcome to another edition of First Touch here on the Sports by Online Broadcast Network, presented by Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. I apologize for the technical difficulties. They decided to shut down Skype, and we're now on Microsoft Teams and just having some issues with the mic. So we're going to try and get that situated throughout the breaks. But nonetheless, I am here on the phone. We'll be bringing on Nico Beef Sauce up next. And boy, do we have an unbelievable show planned for you guys. And look, I got to say, we might be discussing the next coming of a GOAT right in front of our eyes, the 17-year-old Lamine Yamal. When you factor in last week's Copa del Rey, you listen to the press conference leading up to the semifinal, the arrogance, rightfully so, not in a bad way at all, of him to pretty much say, I'm winning, Barca are winning until you beat me, you can't say anything. And to have the stones to say that as a 17-year-old and then to do what he did in the semifinal matchup against Inter Milan is insane. And we're going to talk about that game in depth because it was an absolute banger. And that wasn't the only game that was crazy with a wild result and a ton on the line. We will recap Arsenal and PSG as well. And look, we got Premier League to talk about. Liverpool, 20th title, matching Manchester United's record. And we're going to discuss Liverpool and how this all happened for them this season, as well as recapping all of week 34 last week before we preview week 35 as well in the English Premier League. Just because it's wrapped up does not mean there is not drama and there is still not a ton on the line in terms of top four, top five for Champions League. We're going to recap those Europa League semifinals as well, because the way things look right now, we might have a Manchester United versus Tottenham Europa League final for a spot in the Champions League. And when you look at where they're at in the table and you listen to all the opinions of this is the worst Premier League season we've had in years, that's an interesting take considering the, what, 16th and 17th, whatever they are, teams in the Premier League are about to face off in a European Cup to make the Champions League next season. So, I mean, in terms of storylines, it's jam-packed right now. Normally we get to this part of the season and things are winding down, not much to talk about maybe, but, I mean, look, here we are. Liverpool are champions. The top five race is unbelievable. Champions League and Europa League are heating up. And we're going to talk about it all here on First Touch. So stick with us. We're coming right back here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. We're bringing on Nico Beef Sauce here on First Touch up next.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your boat, boat wins.
What are you going to do? Take the boat out for a spin or go mail something?
Boat wins!
Are we cleaning the patio or taking the boat out fishing?
Boat wins!
Are we skipping that eye exam to go sailing?
Boat wins!
Rescheduling eye exams can be a nightmare.
All right, fine. Eye exam, then boat.
Yeah!
With Progressive, you can bundle your boat with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings on your boat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states and situations.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there. Happy Friday, folks. We've got all the technical difficulties sorted out just in time. Let's bring them on here for First Touch on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network presented by Sports Overnet America. I am your host, Tyler Levine. We're bringing on Nico Beef Sauce. Nico, man, we've been texting all week about what's been going on, and it's just been riveting stuff all across the board. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing excellent, man, and you're absolutely right. We just witnessed such a full week of nonstop action. Some golazos, big scores, Liverpool winning the league, and, you know, the scenes around Anfield being absolutely insane, and then midweek action with Champions League, United winning away from home. Oh, my goodness. So many good things happening this week.
Let's start with the Week 34 recap, because I think that, I mean, Liverpool won the league with a month to spare, you know, early in the season, you could say. So let's talk about them early in the show. Capped it off. I mean, they went down. They're at home. You know, it's playing Tottenham. Could be a heated match. Solanke scores first. Everyone's like, oh, man. Obviously, no one thought that they were going to lose the lead, you know, the league. But ultimately, they would want to win at home when the moment is right there in front of them. They go down 1-0. Everyone's thinking, oh, man, this might not be as easy as they thought. And then before you could blink, it was 5-1. Liverpool mini line, -375 cashes, over 3.5, -120. Liverpool are now 20-time champions, the equal Manchester United's record. And, you know, as someone, I'll speak for myself and I'll let you go here, but as a United fan, obviously, I'm supposed to hate Liverpool with all my heart. When we play them, obviously, I want to win. But I got to say, just if I'm being honest with myself, those videos, the pictures, the crowd, the players lining up and singing "You'll Never Walk Alone" with all the fans, it was I have chills right now. I just got goosebumps even talking about it. It was a beautiful scene. And hats off to Liverpool. There was not a team in the Premier League that really came even close to the form that they displayed all season long. I mean, two losses, and they've won the league already. So, I mean, the rest of the games don't even matter. Who knows what we're going to see in terms of a lineup out of them. But, I mean, 82 points, is it the highest? No. You know, in years past, that might have got them third or fourth. But this season, Arne Slot came in first year, and he said it after the game. You know, he had all the fans singing the Jurgen Klopp song. He had him to thank for inheriting this beast of a team. They really didn't bring anyone in the summer, if anyone at all. And he came in and did his thing, and they're champions now. 20th time. How about it?
Yeah, listen, Liverpool, as you said, the best team in the league so far, performed at such a high level of football all around, both on defense and offense. They got knocked out of PSG, but they're still coming out winning the league. 20 leagues equal to Manchester United, played some amazing football. Arne Slot in his first year, and on a year that, you know, you have Van Dijk, Salah, and Trent, you know, kind of playing their last year on the team. Obviously, now we know that some of them have renewed with the team, but that also added to the pressure of the team to try to perform. You know, these players have been in the club for many years. They had big moments there, and here they are, you know, winning a league now and tying United. Liverpool has six Champions Leagues. United has three. So
they're the biggest club in England. You gotta, I mean, at this point, there's not much. I mean, look at where United are on the table, 14th. And here's Liverpool winning their 20th league title. I think United has more trophies overall, but like, I don't know, man, it's just tough. It's tough. When you look
incredible.
Manchester City have finished 12 years in a row ahead of Manchester United in the table. Liverpool are winning titles in Champions Leagues. While, you know, I will say this, and we'll get into this later in the show, after the first leg of the Europa League semifinal, in what is widely agreed upon as Manchester United's worst, you know, the worst they've ever been, the worst side we've ever seen, the worst decade in their history, they have a chance to go three straight years winning a trophy, with one of them being a European Cup, which, look, it's not the Champions League, but it gets them into the Champions League. And when you think about it, outside of Manchester City, Real Madrid, Barcelona, Inter, and Bayern Munich, I don't know if there's another team that wouldn't take that. I mean, three trophies is better than 97% of clubs. But
let's not forget one thing here, that United also went to the Europa League final against Villarreal and lost, and that was a punch in the gut. I mean, mm-hmm. United wanted that trophy just as much as they want it right now.
Everyone would take it. Everyone. And look, you look at the teams who are fighting for top six, they'd love for a chance to play in a Europa League final against what's going to be Tottenham. You know what I mean?
100%.
But we'll save that for later in the show. Let's just wrap up the rest of week 34. There's not too much to really go through at this point other than that race for top five, but there were some big games. Chelsea beat Everton 1-0, minus 175. Chelsea money line cashes. It goes under 2.5, minus 105. Chelsea are in fifth. They are 2 points off Newcastle, who are in fourth. And City, who have now just won against Wolves 1-0, they've played an extra game, are now in third with a 2-point gap on Newcastle. But Newcastle did their job over the weekend as well. They beat Ipswich 3-0, minus 525 cashes. Ipswich relegated under 3.5, minus 109 cashes as well. So with a win this weekend, Newcastle go back into third. They'll be more than happy with that. Their unbelievable season continues. And then, I mean, Manchester United, Bournemouth won. United won, draw plus 310 cashes, under 2.5 plus 115. Hoyland scored late on after a Semenyo goal opened at 1-0. I mean, with all that went on this weekend, Nico, and then the famously 4-0 Brentford 2 on Wednesday or Thursday, excuse me, Brentford plus 220 cashes, under 2.5. Forest are slipping. Newcastle are doing great. Chelsea get a much-needed win. City are obviously in the mix as well. Where are you at with what we went through over the last weekend in the Premier League in terms of that top five race?
I think how you finish is a very, very important part of sports and competition all around. I'm seeing that teams like City have started to find their stride, especially knocking out Nottingham Forest in the FA Cup semifinal in Wembley. Then they come back, they get another W, they're climbing to the third place, and they're looking to cement that place, because City not finishing in the Champions League spot is simply not an option if you've seen their payroll. And then, you know, you have Nottingham Forest that is kind of slipping in form. We were kind of texting back and forth about their money line against Brentford, and it seemed like they knew something we didn't, because they played a few bad games in a row, and those two defeats against Everton and Brentford at home, they might cost them a top five spot.
And this is, you know, it's, when people talk about, oh, it's week 12, these results don't matter. Oh, it's, you know, the second week in the season, it's okay that they drew or lost. And not talking about Forest specifically, just in general. This goes to show, over 38 games, every single one matters. And sometimes, especially when you look at the schedules, you get into this stretch of the season, which is the, I mean, titles and you know, Champions League spots and you know, on the flip side, relegation spots are determined now. They're determined in week 38. So everything leading up to that is crucial. And as great of a season as Forest is having, we might now be seeing the reality of the other teams are just that much better. And when you look at clubs like City, Newcastle, I'm going to throw Chelsea in here as well. I'm not really going to consider the Conference League, you know, European football that they're playing. When these teams no longer have cup games and European nights to take care of and only have to focus on the league, maybe this is now what we're seeing, which is that gap. And I don't think it's a big gap because I think Forest are a great team. But I think that there is a difference between a team like Nottingham Forest and a team like Newcastle. And although, again, I think the Forest can build on this, I would expect them to be spending over the summer. But, I mean, it's going to be interesting.
You know what the most important thing is, though? Is the most important thing is to realize at what rate this team has had to perform and the amount of effort that they've had to put on the field, because Forest does not have the bench that City has or the bench that Chelsea has. And then, you know, now you're kind of seeing these players, you know, get a little bit tired. The pressure can get on you for sure. And let's see what happens. I feel like Forest still has an opportunity to make a really good finish here. They have four games. They're facing Chelsea, West Ham, Leicester City, and Palace. So they still can win games and get that spot.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting. But, I mean, the most interesting stuff is what's going to come up next. Yes. On First Touch when we start diving into Europa League, Champions League. And we'll preview Week 35 as well because there are some big games in the Premier League. But we're going to get to all of this coming up next. We have a jam-packed show here on First Touch. So do not move. I'm your host, Todd Levine, along Nico Beef Sauce. We're coming right back.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems.
My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Welcome back to First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, brought to you by, Sports Overnet America. I am your host, Tyler Levine, along with Nico Beef Sauce. Nico, let's get right into it. Champions League semifinals. And although one game was significantly more exciting than the other, the PSG win cannot be spoken about enough, I don't think. Arsenal 0, PSG 1, PSG plus 240 money line cashes, over 2.5 minus 114 cashes, under 2.5 minus 110 cashes. Dembele scored just 4 minutes in, and what a finish it was for Arsenal to concede from that position. When you look at the still shot of where the ball was and where all the players were, it's almost shocking, and you wouldn't believe that that's where the goal was given up by. And I got to say, Arsenal are lucky that this was 1-0. I wrote down here, Martinelli sucks. Yeah, I mean, I saw a video of how big the goal needed to be for his shot to go in, and it was about the size of the apartment building that I'm in right now. Odegaard missing again in a big game. I don't ever want to hear his name even uttered in the same sentence as Bruno Fernandes, or, to be honest, any other center attacking mid that there is. He is weak. He is not good in the final third. He is not clinical in front of goal. He does not show up when it matters most. And now Arsenal face having to go to Paris and win by 2 goals to advance, or to, you know, win by 1 in regulation, go to extra time, penalties. Obviously, a lot can happen. But I don't know, man. You look at pre-match footage, PSG fans are full, every seat taken, chanting, banging the drums, flares going. You look at the Tifu, whatever it's called, that the Arsenal fans hung up. It looked like a piece of paper that was just made much larger. I mean, they got absolutely banged on by, I think, Shackle it was on Twitter. The Bundesliga second-tier team put up a photo of Arsenal's Tifu versus theirs in a second tier of German football. And the fans asked for them to have their own club said no, and that's what they displayed. And it was exactly what we spoke about. I said last week, if Arsenal concede early, the energy will be sucked right out of the Emirates, and that's exactly what happened. And Giancarlo Ramos hit the crossbar. I mean, it just wasn't what Arsenal needed. And now, I mean, Paris is not an easy place to play to begin with. When you have to go there and win by 2, I think the only silver lining that they can take out of this is that Dembele pulled a thigh and is questionable for the second leg. What are your thoughts on this game, on Arsenal's performance, and if they, you know, in your mind, are they cooked?
I mean, they're absolutely cooked. They're going to have to go play a game in France now and give up space. I think that Dembele playing obviously makes PSG a stronger team, but even if he's not playing, PSG is a team this year. They're not just, you know, they're not just basing their performance off of one guy. They all defend together. They all attack together. They are clinical in front of goal, and they will make you pay. They made Arsenal pay really quick in the first half. And then listen, you know, Arsenal, they missed some big chances in this game. You mentioned Odegaard, Marino, you know, all these guys. Not getting a striker is going to hunt you until the last game of the season. And right now, Arsenal making it to the UCL final would be huge for them, but it doesn't seem likely, my friend.
Let me paint this picture for you real quick. Liverpool are winning the Premier League. They have won the Premier League. Newcastle have won the League Cup. Manchester City face off against Crystal Palace. You could expect that. I mean, or I think it's not a crazy assumption to think Manchester City win the FA Cup. Yeah. It's pretty much all but confirmed that Manchester United or Tottenham will win the Europa League. And Chelsea, it's pretty safe to say, will probably win the Conference League as well. Arsenal are now, they're going on year 5 since the trophy. It's their third straight season finishing second and winning nothing. And when you paint that picture, I mean, where do you go from here? I mean, is Arteta out going to have to come into conversation here? I obviously, everyone's been saying they need to sign a striker, but like they haven't. I personally think they Odegaard it just isn't good enough. I don't know if having a true number nine will help him or not, but like it's got to be kind of embarrassing, though. I mean, it is embarrassing. Every one of your biggest rivals will win a trophy this season, except obviously United and Spurs. One of them obviously won't, but nonetheless, I mean, if Spurs win a trophy this season, their first whatever, that is. I mean, that's their biggest rival, and that's a dagger to the heart. And if United win three trophies in three seasons while experiencing the worst side we've ever seen, managers in and out left and right, but they're winning trophies every season, it's a more successful season. Yeah, I've had this argument with a buddy of mine who's a huge Arsenal fan. He's like, oh, but, you know, Arsenal are a better team. We had a better season. I'd rather watch Arsenal play. I'm like, yeah, but, like, what's the objective of playing the game?
There's no objective.
That's it.
If you're not,
it's to win trophies. And like, if you're not winning trophies, you are not having success. So,
what do you have to change around
outside of signing a striker? Let's put that to bed. Is Arteta the guy? Like, is there a deeper problem here that you're seeing?
No, I feel like my logic with changing a coach is always going to be you got to bring a guy that's better than the one you had. And that should go for really any type of like transfer you're bringing in, because like there's no point in switching something and bringing over somebody that's like, you know, up and coming or whatever. Arsenal is a team that's looking for trophies. Their fans are thirsty. I don't think Arteta is the problem. And I don't think that with the season that Arsenal has, their roster and the injuries that they had, I don't think that they could have contested for more, man. I honestly don't think so. Liverpool played much better than them all year round.
It wasn't even close. It's not like this is like a five-point gap. This is a blowout of a season. I mean, I don't even know what the number is right now off the top of my head. I'm going to pull it up right here. But, I mean,
it's 10
Liverpool are on
plus.
82 points and Arsenal are on 67. That isn't close. I don't care if you had Osimhen, Harry Kane, doesn't matter. That one player is not gaining you 12 points. They're not 15 points. That's not a one player problem. That's a team problem. And the injury stuff, like, spare me with that. Every team has injuries. Every team deals with injuries. And if you don't have the depth and if you can't do that, A, stay healthy, or B, kick rocks because you're not going to win jack. And
that's what they're paying for, though, because like the part of the season where, you know, they didn't have a striker and they were playing all these subs, they lost a lot of points.
When they don't have Saka, they're dog water. That's it.
Yeah, Saka's like, the best player
when
he's by far.
When he is out, they are trash. And like, that is not you're not a good team. If you rely on one guy that much, you're not. Do they have decent individuals? Yeah. But, like, again, to win, you need to be the best. And if you, like, look at Liverpool, they get goals left and right, assists from everybody on the field, defensively solid, good goalkeeper, style of play, fluent. They don't really drop games. I mean, Arsenal they only have one more loss than Liverpool, but they have 13 draws to Liverpool's 7. Like, that's too many.
And draws are usually like, again, I hate to sing my own song and your song as well, but like draws are usually games that you could put away with one chance that you couldn't finish. And Arsenal is just not a team that has massive output. Like you can't even bring them in the same conversation as Liverpool. Liverpool creates chances from all angles. You know, center mids are running to the box, scoring goals.
Let's just go through this right now, and we'll take the other Champions League game into the next segment here. But like, they drew 1-1 against Brentford.
Yeah.
Champions do not do that. They draw 1-1 against Everton. A 1-1 draw against the worst Manchester United team of all time. A 0-0 draw against Forest. They lost to West Ham 1-0. West Ham or what? In six-
That's crazy.
They lost to Newcastle 2-0. Not much to that. League Cup. 2-2 draw against Villa. Won't really hold that against them. A 1-1 draw against Brighton. Like, that's not a result. A 0-0 draw in December against Everton. A 1-1 draw against Fulham in December.
If you want to win, you got to beat those teams.
It's a season of mediocrity. They drew Brighton both times. They played them 1-1. Like, you can't have that type of stuff happening.
They just drew against Palace too.
I think that the more recent results, I think that you can kind of chalk up to just not really having the motivation. They kind of knew they were out of it. But like, it's their fault that the gap got this big. This is supposed to be their season. Like, this is supposed to be it.
Do you make anything out of the fact, though, that like you have a game against Palace, you draw against it, you perform so bad defensively, and then, you know, you play in the Champions League and then you lose? Like, that to me is because the mentality is not there. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, if you're going to play as a champion, you're going to try to win every single game you play, no matter who's playing on the field. And Arsenal doesn't seem to have that.
No, they don't. I think that they are mentally fragile, as is their fan base. I think their coach is wildly overrated. I don't see him as a good manager at all. And I think that if you rely on one winger to provide all of your success, you're screwed. That's it. Odegaard, yeah, garbage. True. I cannot be more strong about what I'm about to say. Odegaard is a mid-table center attacking mid at best. At best. The fact that he was mentioned in the same conversation. What is the goal of a center attacking mid?
The score, goals and assists.
Look at his goal contributions. I'm pretty sure I saw this. I'm very sure, and I will check this going into break. Ederson has either an equal amount or more assists than Odegaard in the Premier League this season. He is a goalkeeper. So
yeah, this guy.
What Arsenal fan can back anything up against that? I mean, please. I message me on Instagram at It's Ty Levine if you have anything to say about what I just said, because all that matters is the numbers and the eyeball test. And what I can say is this: if you're looking for an Odegaard eyeball test in a big game, you best pull up YouTube, because you won't be able to find him on the pitch because he is non-influential. But that's all we have for right now. So we'll get into the other Champions League game, Barcelona Inter Milan, coming up next here on First Touch. And boy, do we have a lot to talk about with this one. Lamine Yamal, I'll leave it there. We'll be right back to talk about it. I'm your host, Ty Levine, along with Nico Beefsauce. We're coming right back.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Celebrate responsibly.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D. Gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
All right, folks, welcome back to First Touch here with your host, Ty Levine, along with Nico Beefsauce. Let me just check myself real quick. I was wrong. Odegaard has 6 assists in the Premier League, and Ederson has 4. However, that only became true after April 20th, where Odegaard got an assist against Ipswich, who are relegated, in the 90th minute, and against Crystal Palace in the 86th minute. So as of April 19th, throughout the entire season, through what, 33 weeks of Premier League football, Ederson and Odegaard were level on assists. That
crazy
pathetic. On to the next. I'm tired of talking about these bums. The other semifinal game is one of the best games I've ever watched in my life. I'm gonna throw that out there. And it was the first time that I've ever sat and watched a game and thought to myself, I am watching the next best player in the world, who I personally believe, after this game, is the best player in the world, unfold in front of me. I've never thought that I would watch somebody and say, he reminds me of Neymar or Messi. And by no means am I going to say that Lamine Yamal is Messi. But when you watch him, the world feels like it stops around you. You sit up in your chair a little bit. If you're scrolling on Instagram and you know, you hear the announcer say Lamal, your eyes lift up. And I mean, the game is 3-3. Barcelona 3, Inter Milan 3. Draw plus 320 cashes. Over 3.5 easy plus 125. Easiest over of all time. And in this game, it wasn't all Barca, it wasn't all Lamal. Thuram scored the fastest goal in semifinal history in the Champions League 30 seconds in with an unbelievable backheel. I mean, as cheeky as it gets, a class goal. And it was 2-0 21 minutes in after Dumfries scores a nice little scissor kick. 3 minutes later, Lamal picks up the ball and just breezes through the entire Inter Milan defense and curls one off the post and in. And I have chills even talking about it. Your jaw just drops. A couple minutes later, he sends DeMarco off of the screen and bangs one off the crossbar. Sommer with an unbelievable save to make it to prevent it from being 2-2 at that point. 15 minutes later, just a couple minutes later, Theron made it 2-2. Pedri plays a class ball to Rafinha, who heads it down to put it on an absolute platter, 2-2 going into halftime. Inter and Dumfries score again in the 64th, make it 3-2. 1 minute later, Pedri plays a short corner. Lamal dummies it. Rafinha just smokes it. I mean, absolutely smokes it one time off the crossbar, off the back of Sommer, and in. I mean, the fact that this isn't going to be a Rafinha goal because it's technically an own goal is a shame. He now, after the assist, by the way, has broken Lionel Messi's record for UCL contributions in one season with 20, and is one short of Ronaldo's of 21. What a game. Lamal,
incredible.
Best player in the world for me. I mean, what are your thoughts?
I have a few thoughts about this kid, man. Listen, first of all, you cannot compare Lamine Yamal to anybody else at his age ever. And we're talking Messi, I'm talking Ronaldo. 100%. You can pick whoever who. Messi at 17, he had 9 appearances for Barcelona and 1 goal. And Yamal at 17 is having this type of season that he's having today. Scoring in the Champions League. If he scores in the Champions League final, he's going to be the youngest ever Champions League final scorer of all time.
He should just be nicknamed the youngest. The youngest record is now his.
Yeah.
I mean, Euro winner, Euro semifinal goal, youngest to ever score and assist for Barcelona, the youngest ever to appear in a game for Barcelona. I mean,
Ansu Fati has the youngest ever Champions League goal, I believe, but everything else he does have. And listen, you know, Tyler, you know what's crazy about this kid is, like, I told you on text, this kid, when I watch him run with the ball, it's like I'm watching somebody ice skate. I mean, the guy's just gliding across the field, and he has adults, professionals chasing after him, trying to get the ball off of him. And he's just like roulettes around them. He nutmegs them. He makes them look silly on the field. Barcelona has to reach this final. It would be absolutely epic. We're not going to get the Clásico, but I feel like PSG versus Barcelona is going to be absolute fireworks in terms of, like, what type of game we're going to watch.
I don't even have words for Lamal. I don't. It doesn't even look like he's trying. It looks like, I mean, half the times when he's beating guys, he's not even moving. Like, he's standing still, stopping, pulling the ball back, putting him around him, rouletting around Thuram afterward. I mean, like, he literally sent DeMarco, when you look at the one camera angle of him going on that ball where he hit the crossbar, he sends DeMarco out of the frame, and it wasn't even the only time he did it in that game. There was another play where he pulls the ball back, and the guy goes slide tackling in, and he's out of the camera picture, and then he roulettes Maradona's around Thuram and just starts to carry with the ball and is like a foot away from playing an outside of the foot pass to Rafinha. Yeah. Like, it's like, what is going on, bro? Chill out. Like, relax.
Can I tell you, I would like to mention one thing here. Lamine Yamal's greatness is undeniable, undisputable, but I will say one thing. Barcelona with Flick on the bench is literally night and day compared to where they were last year. In terms of physicality, in terms of effort, like Flick picked up a team that used to give up 3 goals at Camp Nou against Almeria, a relegation squad. And he took that team, fixed their physical condition. Barcelona is pressing constantly on and off the ball. They're constantly creating chances and moving the ball around. And you can't score that easily on them. This is an anomaly in Barcelona's Barcelona's.
I got to give it to Pedri as well. I mean, I don't know why he's not spoken about enough. But like, dude, he's a stud. He might be one. He might start in, for me, the best midfield in the world. Like, if you got to pick 3 guys, I don't know how you leave him out. His mentality, his passing ability. We talked about him in the Copa del Rey last week. I mean, there's a video when they concede the 3rd goal, and you know all Barcelona's players are looking around, and you know they're throwing their hands up in the air, hands on the hips, and you see him run into the goal, pick up the ball, run directly to the center point, drop the ball down, look at his teammates, and start lifting his hands up like, come on, let's go, let's go, let's go. And for to be that young and to have that mentality is unbelievable. I got to tell you, I've always liked Real Madrid. Obviously, I'm a Man U fan. Ronaldo went there. They were kind of like my second team for all intents and purposes. This Barcelona team is making me love Barcelona. Like, I want them to win the Champions League. Like, I'm rooting for them to win. I want to watch
100%.
And I think there's something to say about that. When players can invoke that emotion in you, they're special. And that's what Lamal, Pedri, you can go Gavi, Kubarsi, they're all so good. And it's great.
And Tyler, let's not forget one thing, that they're doing this in a season that the rivals signed arguably one of the best in the world. Right? I mean, that's not a small thing to do.
That's what we thought, one of the best in the world. And exactly. Then Lamal happened.
Yes.
Mbappe has never beat Lamal in a game. Euro semifinal, 3 times they played this season. And Lamal's, I think, scored or assisted in every game they played. He cannot be stopped. And for him to say in the pre-match press conference, Real Madrid can't say anything to me. They haven't beat me. We are winning. This is the age of Barca and Lamine Yamal. And to say that as a 17-year-old is insane. To have the ball to say that is nuts. Like, that is not normal.
I hope he keeps going.
It's not normal. The way he carries himself, his attitude, the way he presses, everything about him is next level. He is what people thought Mbappe would become. And I'll tell you this now, although Rafinha should not be discredited for the season that he has, and if the Ballon d'Or was based just on goals and assists, I think that he would have the right, if Barcelona win, then he would have the right to win that. Bro, if Barca win the Champions League, Lamal should win Ballon d'Or, and it would be the youngest by 4 years. I mean, I can't even imagine what this kid is going to be like when he is 25.
He's not even fully grown yet,
dude. He's about to turn 18. So figure what, he's 7 years away from being 25.
For whoever is listening, quick. Put Lamine Yamal's success, explain it to somebody that only watches the NBA or baseball.
Would be like if Steph Curry in high school did what he did when he came to the NBA. Like, that's crazy. What it's literally like. That's what it's like. It's like, imagine Steph Curry as a sophomore in high school, just skipping varsity basketball, skipping college basketball, and just going right into the NBA and winning championships and breaking records and
insane,
like dicing up LeBron. Like, it doesn't exist in other sports. Like, it doesn't. There's nothing. There's no NHL, MLB, nothing. There is nothing like we have never seen anything like that. And that includes Messi, Ronaldo, and Mbappe. Like, you
100%.
He has 100 appearances for Barcelona at the age of 17, and a Euro, and a Golden Ball, and a Copa del Rey, and a La Liga title, and he's probably about to win another La Liga title. He could have a treble at 17. I mean, come on.
Easily.
All right, let's hop over to the Europa League. I honestly, at this point, we're not even going to go through the Week 35 recap. Preview for Premier League. Because Europa League was insane as well. Well, just hop over the Tottenham game real quick. They won 3-0 over Bodo Glimt, minus 350 moneyline cash is over 3.5 plus 115. Tottenham are essentially through to the final, as we thought would happen. Now, what we did not think was going to happen was Manchester United to go into Atletico Bilbao and absolutely dominate them. 3-0 Manchester United. If the game ended at halftime, it would have been 3-0 Manchester United, plus 290 moneyline cashes, juice. Over 2.5 plus 109, covered all by Manchester United. Where did this come from? I don't know. Harry Maguire, apparently a right winger now, who we've been talking about Lamal for the last 10 minutes. Pretty much same thing, I guess. He absolutely just dices up their outside back. Garnacho screaming for the ball. He just says, nah. Pass fake, dangles him, whips the ball in. Lenny Yarrow heads it on to Casemiro, who's standing at the back post 30 minutes in, 1-0 United. Look, I'm sitting there thinking, okay, I've been here before. I'm not even excited. We're probably about to concede 5 in a row. 7 minutes later, Hoyland pulled down in the box. VAR gives a penalty, which also comes with a red card, also comes with a Bruno Fernandes goal. And 8 minutes later, Bruno scores again with a cheeky backheel pass from Ugarte. United, wow. A 14th place in the Premier League, Manchester United, are set to square off with a 16th place Tottenham Hotspur in a Europa League final. It's just unbelievable. It almost doesn't feel real. It's not a joke. But, I mean, there's people who are upset about the red card. I don't know what to tell you. When there's a striker standing in front of you and the ball is very well within range and you do not make a play on the ball and just pull his jersey back and pull him on the ground in the age of VAR, like that's
it's
what
a red.
Is. If it's a penalty, it's a red. And it was a penalty, and it has to be a red. And you know, I was shocked about it at first, and I was like, I don't know about that, but, you know, it's just the rule. Like,
there's
no defender between you and it's for all intents and purposes the last defender, and like you can't do that. So that's what happens. And
yeah.
United took that, and rather than floundering, like we saw them do against Lyon, they dominated. And it's crazy because you look back at that Lyon game, and we're now pretty much 1 foot into the final. You look about how things could have went, and here we are. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, the comeback against Lyon and to go do this at Athletic Bilbao is not easy. For whoever doesn't know, Athletic Bilbao is going to be hosting the Europa League final. So you can understand the moment for Athletic Bilbao that they're going through in this game, especially winning a cup last season and trying to win another one being a European this season. Ernesto Valverde is a great coach. This team, you know, they did not play up to their standard against United. United gets a huge win away from home, which we're not used to seeing in any type of competition this season for United.
Best defensive record in La Liga.
Exactly. That's what I said, didn't I? I said
you did.
Bilbao is very hard to score against, and you score 3 on the road. Now, I will say, if United bottles this, that would be literally
no
like
chance. I'm sorry. There's no chance. No way.
The end of the world.
There's no way. If we lose by 4 at home, I will text the Byrne family, who I am very grateful for, and say, hey, my career as a broadcaster is over. Thank you for all you've done. And I will then proceed to take every piece of Manchester United clothing that is in my closet, and I will live stream it on Instagram. I will set it on fire, douse myself in gasoline, and roll on set clothing. That's public record, and I mean it. There is no way they come to Old Trafford and with a starting center back out of the lineup and win. Keep in mind, we will play nobody. Amorim's already said it. Like, we are not risking anyone in the league. There is nothing to play for in the league. Anyone who's even at potential risk of injury will not be playing, and even if they are, it'll be at 50%. For those who don't know, we play Brentford this weekend. On the road, it's minus 145. You can take your mortgage and throw it on that, because Manchester United will not be putting in any effort at all, and Brentford always like to play against us. But nonetheless, we'll talk a little bit of Week 35 preview coming up next here for the 2-Minute Drill on First Touch. I'm your host, Ty Levine, along with Nico Bisos. We will be right back.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
It's time for the Minute Drill here on First Touch. I'm your host, Sal Levine, along with Nico Beef Sauce. Let's get right into it. Week 35 is here, and pretty much all we're here to discuss is that top five race. Biggest games on the weekend, Brighton home versus Newcastle. Newcastle plus 130, draw plus 270, Brighton plus 180. Chelsea home versus Liverpool, who will get a guard of honor. It's confirmed, Enzo Maresca has said. Chelsea plus 115, draw plus 265, Liverpool plus 215. Over 3.5, minus 146, under 3, plus 122. And then Monday, Crystal Palace home versus Nottingham Forest. Palace 128, draw plus 235, Forest plus 220. Nico, who do you expect to make moves this weekend? Are you worried about anyone? Let's hear it.
I think Newcastle is going to have a very tough time at Brighton. Newcastle can be a little bit unpredictable on the road. I feel like if they score a goal, they should just stay back. And then let's see if Chelsea is going to catch Liverpool drunk, because I feel like, man, if Liverpool fields their first team, Chelsea's not going to have an easy game. They shouldn't expect to anyway.
Do you think they do play their first team?
I think they do. Yeah, why not? I mean, these guys want to play games. They want to keep getting bonuses for scoring goals and assists. So they're going to definitely want to play this game, my friend.
All right. What about Palace and Forest? You think that we can? You think Forest is going to bounce back here?
This is a final for Forest. I mean, if they don't win this one, they could be in huge, huge trouble. And Crystal Palace should focus on FA Cup now, right? I mean, they got a final coming.
This is true. A lot going on this weekend. A lot going on across Europe.
Next week is going to be crazy.
Next week's going to be a banger. We can't wait to see you guys next Friday at 5 Eastern. As always, thank you so much. First Touch will be back next Friday. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, along with Nico Beef Sauce. Thanking you for tuning in. We'll see you next week.